The Kansas City Chiefs play the Oakland Raiders tonight in Thursday Night Football, and again, much of the attention will be focused on what happens before kickoff. Will players take a knee or sit during the national anthem? This controversy continued yesterday with tweets by President Trump, who said the NFL and its players are disrespecting the flag and the country. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell responded.
We believe that our players should stand for the national anthem. That's an important part of our game and our moments, and we believe in that.
Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com, and he joins us now. Mike, when we listen to Roger Goodell there, he's saying yet again, they want the players to stand for the anthem, but it sounds like the owners are reluctant to force them to stand for the anthem.
Well, beyond that, there's a collective bargaining agreement, so it's unclear. In fact, it's unclear what would happen if they were to force them, and I think most experts I've been listening to would say there would be a grievance, and that grievance might be honored. So this isn't just a question of, you know, compelling players to do the thing that they have to do that their employer says. They're in a union, and there are laws at stake.
Well, owners and players met on Tuesday. What did the players want out of this?
Well, this is the first time players have been to an owners meeting like this, and players essentially want a voice, which is the reason that they've been conducting these protests. It's pretty coherent what the protests have been about. They've been about police brutality and issues important, especially to the black community. I know that some conservative activists try to paint them as a disparate set of grievances. That's not true. And at this meeting, owners have said that there are ways to address the players' concerns. And maybe the hope is, because the owners perceive this to be, and I think it's an accurate perception, that it's certainly not helping business, right? Ratings are down a little bit. There are a lot of reasons, like cord cutting, and ratings for every TV show except The Bachelor is down. But still, the owners would like to take this out of the national conversation. They'd like football to go back to being what it still is, the number one watch show in America, without this bit of controversy around it. And so they think that maybe if they reach out to the players, give them a platform, talk about things, maybe help them lobby Congress or talk about issues even like bail reform, that perhaps some of the players who've been leading the protests will say, okay, we'll stand for the anthem.
Do you think the ratings are down further because of this controversy? Are people saying, I don't want to watch this if the players are going to kneel before the anthem?
Well, people are saying that, but I don't know how much I believe them. I mean, there are a lot of people on Twitter or, you know, dyed-in-the-wool conservatives or huge Trump fans who will say that. There was a poll that said that a large portion of ratings being down was because of this. But if you really crunch the math, it wound up being maybe 2% of the ratings being down. They're down 7% this year. They're down 6% last year. And I don't put it out of the realm of possibility that if the guy with the biggest megaphone in America constantly chastises the NFL, that 1 or 2% of the people will respond. That seems plausible to me.
Is this controversy going to continue all season, do you think?
I think so. I can't see someone like Michael Bennett or Malcolm Jenkins or one of the more vocal players who are really tuned into issues saying, okay, this is going away, unless there's some major concession or initiative on the part of owners. And since, as we heard Goodell saying, we'd like them to stand, but we can't compel it.
Right.
I don't think that, you know, Michael Bennett, driven as he is, just take one example, by activism would say, okay, I'll do just what you want.
Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thank you.
You're welcome.